If you're trying to kill someone, then call up crime novelist Douglas Lyle. He'll not only tell you how to do it, but also how to do it in a very reasonable manner. Stephanie Case sat down with the murder mystery man to learn about his methodology.
Can you tell me about your consulting career? What exactly do you do?
Well, writers send me questions about their stories. They'll say, I have this person that's been shot and they're put into a basement and they're not found for 3 days. What's the body going to look like? And so I explain to them the science of gunshot wounds and poisons and what happens to bodies in basements after 3 days. I've answered over 6,000 questions.
That seems like the perfect marriage because they've got the creativity and the story, and then you bring the facts and the science to the table.
That's what I do. And some of them, the ideas don't work because the science is wrong. And I just tell them that this won't work. But if you do this, just change this a little bit.
What's the wildest challenge you've ever got to make a story work?
One great one that Lee Goldberg, who wrote all the diagnosis murder books, he wanted the son to kill the father who was having a kidney transplant. And he wanted to figure out a way to put something into the solution after they took the kidney from the donor out. And then when they put it in the father, it was a poison that would kill him. And I said, well, that's a little difficult because people in the operating room notice stuff like that because there's a rhythm to it. I said, why not this? Have the son be the donor. You know, their family, the chance of a match is much higher. So the son matches and it's his kidney that's going into the father. We'll have the father deathly allergic to penicillin, but the son not. And the night before, the son loads himself up with penicillin. Nothing looks different. Nothing smells different. Everything's the same. The surgeon doesn't know that the kidney's loaded with penicillin. Who would? And so he takes it out, puts it in the father, and bang, the father has an anaphylactic reaction and dies.
Wouldn't they figure that out, though?
It happens quickly and dramatically, and the blood pressure drops. In an operating room, when the blood pressure drops, there's two places you look first, bleeding and the anesthesiologist. And that takes a few minutes. What's going on? What did it? Check this, check that. But meanwhile, the anaphylactic reaction is getting worse and the blood pressure's gone to zero. It could be found out. It could be completely overlooked.
What are some good mysteries or murders that have really creative science in there?
Dave Barry, he's a humorist. He's great. Well, he and Ridley Pearson, who writes thrillers, they were in Sun Valley once and they were in a line at a coffee shop and noticed one of the girls back there was grinding a bag of beans for one of the customers. So she put it in the grinder, little bag out of there, and he noticed that Ridley was just watching it and watching what she was doing. And Dave said, okay, what is it? Because he knew he was plotting something. He said, well, do you realize that if you put a couple of drops of cyanide on those blades, the cyanide would be in the beans at the bottom of the bag. It might be weeks before they got there. That's how crime writers think. Okay? That's where stories come from. Now, think about the story you could build around that and how a detective would pull his hair out trying to figure out who poisoned this person and why.
That's amazing.
This is how crime writers think. You'd be sitting in a restaurant and see two people over there arguing. What are they arguing over? Money? The kids? Where to bury the body?
It's crazy that these are the things you think about on a daily basis.
Every writer does this. Every crime writer does this.
It's kind of a dark line of work when you think about it.
Yeah, in that sense it is. Crime fiction, you know, it's about crimes. And usually it's about murder. You know, nobody cares about embezzlement. You got to have a body somewhere. And your bad guy's got to be really bad. I mean, otherwise, how can your hero be really good?
Do you know a lot of people that, like you, start out in the medical field and then take that information and decide to turn it into stories?
Yeah, and it's a double-edged sword, and I had to fight through the same forest. Physicians and scientists of all types think linearly, fact-driven. Fiction's not that way. Fiction's messy. The story is not about the science. The science is merely the background. It's about the characters in trouble. And the science may be what put them in trouble. The science may be what gets them out of trouble. It may solve the crime. It may kill the beast. You know, it may save the world. But don't lose sight of the fact it's about this person.
So what do you want to do different with your books?
I want to write a good story. Isn't that what we all do? Storytelling is in our DNA. And that's the beauty of it.
Listen to the rest of this interview on Annenberg Radio's interview podcast, Match Volume.